All right. Our big story today is all about Western UP. With less than 20 days for the first phase of the polls, the BJP has moved into high gear in the politically key Western UP. It was a super Saturday with the Home Minister Amit Shah, the Chief Minister Aditya Nath, the party chief JP Nadda, all hitting the campaign trail in districts of this region, which is crucial for the BJP's prospects in the polls, which vote on the 10th of February. Mr. Shah held a door-to-door campaign in the Kairana district, where the BJP hopes to use the Hindu migration controversy. In his first visit to the state since the poll dates were announced, he is seen, as you can see on your screen, without a face mask, which violates the COVID protocols. He's surrounded by a mob of party workers and security personnel. Now, door-to-door campaigns are allowed by the EC, but the number of people around him clearly exceeds that five-person limit ordered by the Election Commission, all of it part of the measures to hold campaigning and elections during the COVID third wave. And of course, like I said, he wasn't alone. The Chief Minister, meanwhile, was in Aligarh and Bulandshahr. Mr. Nadda was on the road in Bijnor, and the BJP State Unit Chief Swatantra Dev Singh was in Saharanpur. The polls in Western Uttar Pradesh are crucial for the BJP as it involves about 108 seats. Mr. Shah has been given charge of the BJP's campaign in Western UP, where the party did remarkably well in 2017, winning 83 of 108 seats and the 2014-2019 Lok Sabha polls.
आज पश्चिम यूपी के किराना नगर से कोविड की आचार संहिता के कारण घर घर जाकर यहां से हमारी प्रत्याशी मृगांका सिंह का प्रचार करने की शुरुआत करी। मगर कोई भी प्रदेश हो, इसके विकास की प्राथमिक शर्त होती है कि वहां कानून और व्यवस्था की स्थिति ठीक हो। ये ही कोरोना है, किराना है, जहां पहले से लोग पलायन कर रहे थे। आज मैं जब राउंड लेने निकला, उन्होंने कहा मोदी जी की कृपा हो गई, भाजपा की सरकार बनी, योगी जी ने कानून और व्यवस्था को सुधारा है, हमें पलायन करने वाले पलायन कर गए।
All right, so Western UP is a significant battleground area because of the concentration of farmers who are widely seen as being upset with the ruling party over the farm laws issue. Their votes will be key here. The Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav hopes it will be part of a pincer movement that defeats the BJP. But tonight we're asking Western UP, the biggest challenge for the BJP, will the rollback of farm laws retrieve Western UP for the BJP? Will Western UP's farmers warm up to the BJP after the repeal? Well, we have on the show tonight Ranbir Singh Pathania, spokesperson of the BJP, Supriya Srinathe, national spokesperson of the Congress, Sir Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the SP, and Ajoy Bose, author and columnist. Ranbir Singh Pathania, to you first. Before we get to the debate, I want to just ask you, can we play those shots again? The Home Minister on the ground, not wearing a mask, clearly more than five people there. And I contrast this to, you know, this week, you had that FIR filed against the Samajwadi Party for the EC's COVID norms breach. That was after Akhilesh Yadav held a virtual rally and a press conference to induct the former BJP leaders into his party. So at that point of time, the opposition was saying that rules are only for the opposition. What's going on here?
Absolutely not, madam. The COVID norms and guidelines, they are both sacrosanct for each and everybody. For everybody on the law of the land is same, and including the Union Home Minister also. I request your esteemed channel also not to make an issue out of thin air. The campaign in Uttar Pradesh is going on in full fling. And the Union Home Minister is, as well as the entire BJP crew, they are maintaining full erupt.
I know, but we can see, sir, we can see it on video. People around him either not wearing masks, and of course this on a day, ironically, when the EC has just extended the rules and, you know, eased some restrictions for the first, two polls. But these visuals speak for themselves. But I want to then get to the The question we're asking today, Mr. Shah's choice of campaign stops and where he's chosen to start from is very telling. We have Kerana. That's where the BJP leaders had alleged in the run-up to the 2017 polls that a large number of Hindus were forced to migrate from this area due to threats. So clearly, this narrative is being pitched again, and polarization is the plank the party is going to be asking for votes on?
Absolutely not. I refute your claim, madam, with due respects. Not at all polarization. We believe in Sabka Saath and Sabka Vikas, but this is an ignominy. That since the past few years, debate is only on polarization. Yogi Adityanath ji talks about that 80% of people they are with Bharatiya Janata Party. He doesn't say that 80% belonging to a particular religion or a particular region. So we believe in Sabka Saath, Sabka Vishwas, no to polarization. You have seen during the Bharatiya Janata Party rule under the dynamic leadership of Adityanath ji, there has been a lessening, a very downslide graph of the communal rights. There has been the 500-year-old, I could say, the Babri Masjid,
so
the Ram Mandir stalemate has been diffused.
The minister had made that pointed jab at the Samajwadi Party for, as he put it, they're fielding candidates responsible for this exodus. This word exodus keeps coming up. And as you point out, of course, his 20% divide, that is nothing that one should read much into.
I again reiterate, never 80% belonging to a particular region or religion, not at all. But 80% of overall Uttar Pradesh is Bharatiya Janata Party, we reiterate.
And this has nothing to do with the repealing of the farm bills really not leading to farmers warming up to the BJP again?
Absolutely not. In 2017 also, due to demonetization, a furore and we could say a false smoke screen was created that Bharatiya Janata Party will face the music. I remember the headline, BJP will face the music, but Bharatiya Janata Party comes out with flying colors in this election also. You see, people come to understand it is Bharatiya Janata Party which have enacted Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samnidhi Yojana. Every farmer is getting, it is Bharatiya Janata Party which is promising doubling the incomes of agriculturists. It is Bharatiya Janata Party which has taken up, we could say, landmark reforms in the field of agriculture. So not at all the farm bills issue and the farmers still, which has hogged the headlines since the past 5 and 6 months. Though without deliberating on its merits and demerits, I reiterate this statement and the between the lines sentiment of Honorable Prime Minister also, in national interest we are repealing it. That's
Prashant
all.
Tiwari, believe the farmers movement has bridged the Jat-Muslim divide in Western UP, breaking the spell of, the polarization politics of the BJP?
Absolutely not. I reiterate my considered stand on it that Western UP, just like
Mr.
2017.
Yeah. Good evening, Sarah, to you, the fellow co-panelists and the viewers. First and foremost, clearly the Election Commission of India should take notice to the door-to-door rally that Mr. Amit Shah, Home Minister of India, did that was against the COVID protocols. That is obvious and the visuals are there for everyone to see.
No, door-to-door rallies are allowed.
No, the door-to-door rally that Mr. Amit Shah did. Yes, the rally that Mr. Amit Shah did, that was that in the number of people in that crowd demonstrate that there was violation of COVID protocols. There are visuals for everyone to see. Second, with respect to Kerana, the Home Minister picking up as an issue, on 6th April 2019, there was a headline in ANI and all the various platforms, huge migration from Kerana in search of employment. And that is the centerpiece of elections in Uttar Pradesh. Employment, price rise, the injustice to farmers. To your question, yes, absolutely. To BJP's nightmare, three things are playing out. One, they are heading into this election without a backdrop of any success of their hate formula and any Hindu-Muslim divide. Second, they are heading into this election without a leader. Mr. Adityanath, for last 6 months, has been practicing the slogan, Ab Ki Baar Yogi Sarkar, which was considered flop by Amit Shah and was turned around. And now they are saying, BJP Sarkar, they are saying that if you want Modi to win in 2024, you must elect BJP in 2022. So BJP doesn't have a campaign theme or a campaign leader going into this election. And third, people are absolutely certain that they would want the election to be focused on bunyadi issues, the basic issues, and that is where BJP is not able to answer. My final point is, Every day we have set the agenda in our own way. When we promised 22 lakh jobs in IT sector alone to youth, we try to set the agenda on employment. When we promise that 1 crore families, poor families will be given pensions of 18,000 rupees, we try to set an agenda that focuses on price rise. When we promise 300 units of free bijli to families, that is setting the agenda on with respect to the bure din that BJP has shown to the people. So we are heading into this election confident that people will be united, they'll focus on their agenda, and under the leadership of Akhilesh Yadav, Uttar Pradesh could turn a clock again from this road to disaster that Adityanath has created to a road to basic progress that people need.
All right. And the Congress, meanwhile, Supriya Shinate, trying to stand out in all of this and break from the past. I mean, you've decided to field women candidates in 40% of the assembly seats in UP. You hope, that this will be a much needed fresh dimension to the politics in a state like UP?
Before I talk about the fresh dimension, I would want to correct you. My name is Supriya Srinath, and I've corrected you multiple times.
Apologies.
That's all right. My simple submission, before I comment on the women initiative, which is, if you ask me, revolutionary, the BJP spokesperson was talking about farmers. This is the same West where Satpal Malik went and told the Prime Minister 500 farmers are dead, and the Prime Minister said they haven't died for me. This is the same state of Uttar Pradesh where Ajay Mishra Tenney continues to be the union minister while his son is the main accused in the Lakhimpur massacre case. This is the same state. You were talking about some 6,000 rupees that you're giving to the farmers. I will quote two data points to you. You said incomes would be 2022. You know what is the income of the farmer right now? 27 rupees per day. That's the first point. And the second data point that you must consider is them 6,000 rupees a year, but you're actually increasing their cost of agriculture per hectare by 25,000 rupees because of costlier pesticides, fertilizers, and of course, answer your direct question. Yes, we want to keep this a positive campaign. Unlike the BJP, we want to talk about women. We want to talk about the youth. We want to talk about employment. We want to talk about education, talk about health. And that's precisely the campaign that we want to do, because quite frankly, when unemployed youth in Uttar Pradesh takes to the streets to protest against the cheating mafia and the number of jobs, the chief minister threatens them openly. And its verified Twitter handle says, I will confiscate your property. I will file an NSA against you. But the reality of this election is, and the reality of this election is that people want and are yearning for change, and the BJP will be routed. I also want to make a simple submission. Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Bhupesh Baghelji, was campaigning, and he was only campaigning with two Congress workers, and he had his security with him. I wonder if EC is going to take action against Mr. Shah, or is this the door-to-door model that everybody else has to follow? I think one must...
But, you know, interestingly, we don't hear the opposition, the Samajwadi Party or the Congress raising these issues. It's the media that has to raise these issues. The opposition isn't speaking up about this. But first, I want to go across to Ajay Bose. The other factor in this election...
Who am I representing here? I'm representing the opposition, and I just raised the issue. I don't understand what you mean by the opposition not raising this issue.
With the EC, ma'am.
Machine. Of course, we have. The multiple times. The reality is that we were slapped with notices against Bhupesh Baghel. Now, we want to see, who was actually campaigning with only two Congress workers. We want to see what the Election Commission will do, because its own credibility, quite frankly, is at stake with...
Fair enough, and that certainly is a matter for an entire
Or is this the model that everybody should follow? Because if this is the model that everybody has to follow, then we are in a very grave crisis.
Fair enough. Ajay Bose, the other factor in this election is the BJP's trying to keep its base intact amongst the backwards and the Dalits. This time we're seeing the BJP is the highest number of backwards on the list of its candidates declared so far. Tell us about that aspect.
Before I comment on that, I just want to say that it is very, very shocking and distressing to see the Home Minister move around like this without a mask. And I would respectfully request him that just to set an example, you know, to the country, because we are asking the people of the country to follow certain COVID protocols, not just elections, but everywhere. You cannot openly flout COVID protocol. So it's not good for such a senior leader.
Absolutely.
To open it up. It's really very, very sad. As far as the backwards, the Dalits, and various other communities in Western UP, this time it's a very interesting election, because
You know, what has happened is that over the past several months, the one big opposition force which has emerged against the BJP, Western UP certainly, is the Samajwadi Party and RLD Alliance.
Hmm.
There is no question about that. Now, whether they'll be successful or not against the BJP remains to be seen. But the BJP doesn't do too well when it's a fight of one against one. Because the BSP is a pale shadow of its former self. And mind you, Western UP, the BSP has traditionally been very strong. But this time, I find that the BSP has been strangely listless. Banji Mayawati, whom I followed and I've written a book on, three editions of the book, and I have found that particularly after the Lok Sabha polls, she seemed to be very listless. Now she's making some activity, but you know, the fact of the matter is that there is no question that with the farmers' agitation raising a big question mark on the Jat base of the BJP, the fact that there is a good chance that the Muslim vote may not be split this time between the BSP, the Congress, and the Samajwadi Party, and which I am very surprised at, I'm getting increasing reports that a section of Dalits are also moving towards the Samajwadi Party. Now, these are reports. There is very, it's very difficult to, you know, prove it unless it happens. But the fact of the matter is that the BJP is facing a very serious challenge.
All right, Mr. Pathania, last word to you. We're out of time. The intensity with which we're seeing these anti-Muslim narratives being aggressively pushed by BJP leaders clearly shows restlessness over all of these factors raised by Mr. Bose and over the recent losses. Could you understand?
Samajwadi Party and Congress and the learned friends of Congress and learned friends of Samajwadi Party, they are all set to go on a long holiday post 10th of March. We have performed on corruption. We have performed on nepotism. We have performed on Gundaraj. The Uttar Pradesh Sarkar has doubled the per capita income.
Do you know the corruption? What per capita income? Your per capita is 41,000.
Please allow me to complete that. We are the second largest state in GSDP. We have established norms of one district, one medical college. The Australia, which stands as a torch bearer on COVID management, on the entire world. But the Australian MP cracked Kelly compliments Yogi Adityanath. WHO compliments.
But we don't hear this on the campaign trail, sir.
Not about false narratives, ma'am.
We don't hear these issues on the campaign trail.
Formulation
that this election is between 80% and 20%. We're completely out of time. Go ahead, Supriya.
The problem with data is you should never miss your data.
Speak for themselves.
Between 2017 and 2022, UP's GSDP has only grown by 1.9%. Please don't shout. US GDP has grown only by 1.9%. 41,000 is the average of UP dwellers as compared to an average nationally of 80,000. The reality is you rank 32 out of 36.
It is absolute nonsense.
All right. Hold on. We're out of time. We're not going to be able to hear anyone if both of you talk over each other. But thank you. Clearly, Akhilesh Yadav today also throwing his hat in the ring. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra doesn't rule out contesting either. So it's a do or die battle for the opposition too in UP. We're going to, of course, be staying on this story for the next month for sure. We're going to go in for a short break. After that, we have our exclusive interview with Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, where she, like I just said, doesn't rule out contesting. Stay tuned. It's an exclusive.